Have you ever noticed how the two ends of aviation, the civilian and the military, keep borrowing from each other? The jet engine, fly-by-wire, GPS, they all cross that line. Well, this week they crossed it again, and in a direction that raises some real questions. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, the show where I take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for you. Today we're talking about a partnership that most people filed under Defense News, but every pilot should be paying attention to Archer Aviation and Anduril Industries have unveiled two autonomous aircraft. They're calling them Thunder and Halo, and the phrase getting all the attention is one the Air Force has been chasing for years. Loyal wingman, here's what you need to know, but first a quick word. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's set the stage. Archer Aviation is a name you probably know from the electric air taxi world. They've been building Midnight, their electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, the kind of machine that's supposed to hop you from downtown to the airport without a runway, civilian. Quiet, battery-powered. Anduril is a different animal entirely. They're a defense technology company, the folks building autonomous systems, sensors, and the software brains that tie military hardware together. When you hear Anduril, think uncrewed, think autonomy, think Pentagon contracts. Now put those two together, and you get Thunder and Halo. According to Flying Magazine, which broke down this partnership, these are self-flying aircraft designed to operate alongside crewed fighters. The idea behind a loyal wingman is straightforward on paper. You take a manned fighter, an F-35 or an F-22, and you pair it with lower-cost autonomous aircraft that fly formation with it. They carry sensors. They carry weapons. They can scout ahead into contested airspace where you'd rather not risk a pilot. The human stays in the loop, making the decisions. The drones do the dangerous flying. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. And here's the part I find genuinely interesting. What Archer and Anduril are emphasizing isn't just the airframes, it's what's inside them. Common hardware, common software. Think about what that means. The same core avionics, the same autonomy stack, the same flight control computers being used across different aircraft, doing completely different jobs. That's the real story here. It's not about building one clever drone, it's about building a foundation you can drop into many airframes. And that's where Archer's civilian background comes in. Because a company that has spent years certifying an electric aircraft to carry passengers over cities has already solved problems the defense world is still wrestling with. Redundancy, battery management, flight controls that don't get a second chance, the discipline of building something that has to work every single time because there are people on board. That crossover, civilian rigor meeting, military autonomy, that's what makes this partnership worth watching. Now let me flag something clearly, and I'll tell you when I'm giving you opinion versus fact. The fact is this, these aircraft were unveiled, Thunder and Halo exist, as announced programs with common hardware and software. That's confirmed. The opinion, and I want to be honest that this is my read, is that the significance here is less about the two specific models and more about the platform approach. When a company tells you they've built a common system that scales across airframes, they're telling you they intend to build a lot of aircraft, not just two. So why should you care, sitting in your Cessna 172 or your Bonanza, or waiting for your next airline trip? This affects you if you fly, and eventually that's going to be all of us, because of one word, autonomy. The technology being proven on these military platforms doesn't stay in the military, it never has. The autopilot in your panel, the terrain awareness system that calls out pull-up, the synthetic vision that paints the runway on your screen in the soup. A lot of that lineage runs back through defense and aerospace research before it ever reached the general aviation market at a price you could afford. Autonomous formation flight, sense and avoid. Machines that can share airspace and coordinate without a human hand on every control input. That's the frontier these programs are pushing on. And the day that technology is mature enough, certified enough, and cheap enough, it starts showing up in the airspace you and I share. Here's the honest tension, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We are moving toward a sky with more uncrewed traffic in it, not less. The military is proving out autonomous aircraft that fly formation. The civilian world is building air taxis that want to fly with minimal pilot input. And the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is going to have to figure out how all of that shares airspace with you in your 40-year-old piston single who just wants to fly to the $100 hamburger on a Saturday morning. That's not a next year problem, but it's not a never problem either. It's a watch this space problem. So what should you actually do about it? honestly right now, nothing operational. There's no NOTAM, no rule change, no airspace you need to avoid tomorrow because of Thunder and Halo. This is early. These are announcements and prototypes, not aircraft you'll meet in the pattern. But here's my advice. Pay attention to the autonomy conversation. When the FAA starts talking about how uncrewed and autonomous aircraft integrate into the national airspace system, don't tune it out as somebody else's problem. Because the decisions being shaped right now, driven partly by programs like this one, are going to define what your airspace looks like in 10 and 20 years. The pilots who stay informed are the pilots who get a seat at that table when the rules get written, the ones who don't wake up one day to a system built around them instead of with them. One more thought before I let you go. There's something a little poetic about the name they chose. Loyal Wingman. Every pilot who's flown formation knows exactly what that means. The trust it takes to fly 3 feet off another aircraft's wing. The discipline, the constant awareness of the human beside you. Now we're teaching machines to hold that position to be the wingman. And whether that sits easy with you or not, it's worth remembering that the standard those machines are being measured against is us, the human pilot. Still, for now, the thing they're trying to match. My thanks to Flying Magazine for the reporting on the Archer and Dural partnership that made up today's segment. You can find us anytime at RadioHangar.com. Keep an eye on the autonomy story. It's going to be one of the big ones. This is Tower. Fly safe. Keep your head on a swivel, and I'll see you on the next one.